Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
If anyone's thinking about moving house, I've got one word of advice for you. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. It is the most stressful time. My boyfriend and I did the full move over the weekend. So I was doing bits and pieces last week, just taking some stuff over, doing a bit of a clean and little bits and pieces that fit in my car. But on the weekend, we had his ute and we did all the heavy things, the heavy lifting, the fat couch that is about 1,000 kilograms and had to take it upstairs. There were bruises, there were busted toes, there were jammed fingers.
You're actually sore.
I am so sore. I woke up the next morning to the point where I couldn't move properly. Like, I have muscle soreness for muscles I never knew I had. Even cutting my breakfast yesterday morning hurt because my forearms and hands were just so fatigued. It was the biggest
Great
day.
Great to see you never did the majority of the heavy lifting.
He actually did. I was so bad. Like, I'm so surprised that we survived it. But we sat on the couch last night and we've kind of set up the new place and we looked at each other and just went, well, we still love each other. If we got through that last weekend, we are in it for the long haul.
Congratulations.
We did it. And we didn't break up.
And I think, too, when you guys moved up here, like, you came up first, then Nev came up in stages.
And we had removalists do it for us.
Yeah, you know, but this was the first big, we're doing this together at the same time.
And there was a lot of ill will towards each other during the move because at one point, like, he dropped the couch and it smashed onto my toe, and at another point he dropped my washing machine and I thought we were going to have to buy a new one.
What a PC way to put it. There was ill will.
There was a lot of
words
said.
Gabby, we know what. There was furious arguments.
There were furious arguments.
There was hate in the air.
There was a couple of words that I cannot repeat on radio thrown out there.
Ill will.
But...
You're not running for parliament, mate.
At the end of it, we are still together and we're still smiling. And I thought, you know what? That is the ultimate test of a relationship, is moving together. Just the two of you moving everything.
You know the other, like the term you use there, ultimate test of a relationship? Mm. Planning a wedding.
Oh, I bet.
Well, it actually got to the point for my wife and I. So, yeah, we got through it because she's still my
wife.
We stopped. We actually stopped planning this. We're having this massive wedding. We're going to do it at Jam Corner in Townsville. We're going to have the big wedding, the big reception, that sort of stuff. We just went off and eloped.
I just couldn't do it anymore.
It was actually straining our relationship to the point where I didn't want to marry her anymore.
So is that a success when it's the ultimate test if you just stop doing it?
Well, we're together now.
Okay.
We just welcomed another baby. So
yeah,
I guess that's a win. And our wedding day did turn out perfect.
Oh, good.
But, you know, we call it a fancy elopement because it was just us and a couple of mates and our parents.
You can the original plans. You realize it just wasn't worth it.
We dropped the whole wedding because it was too much of a test of our relationship.
Well, that's fair. 13, 12, 16. What do you think is the ultimate test to a relationship? Like, if you can get through this particular thing together and be still in love at the end of it, you're good. You're a
What
solid
do you want to add
unit.
To the list, Townsville?
Yep.
So we've got moving.
Moving house.
Planning a wedding.
Planning a wedding.
But 13, 12, 16, what else needs to be on that list, Townsville?
We got Troy. Troy, what do you think the ultimate test to a relationship is?
Oh, for sure it's got to be setting up a camper trailer when you're camping.
I bet. That would be such a stressful situation.
Oh, definitely. If you can make it through that, you can make it through forever.
And Troy, if you were silly enough to, like, leave it late and you actually get to your destination in the evening, like when the sun's setting...
Even worse.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Good one. Thank you, Troy. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Amara.
And what is the ultimate test to a relationship?
Partner going to prison.
What? Did this happen to you?
Yes.
For how long?
So, it's just a couple of months, but if you can get through that, I'm pretty sure. Getting through that after moving as well, yes.
Oh, done. So you guys did get through it?
Yes.
Oh, well done, you. Yeah, that is definitely the ultimate test.
Yeah, well done. I was going to make a joke about meeting someone else in there, but I won't do that. Let's not go there. No dropping the soap gags, nothing.
13, 12, not happening. 16, who's this?
Hey, it's Tanya.
Tanya, what's the ultimate test to a relationship?
Renovating.
Oh, that's way worse than
renovating.
Yeah, like going on the block. I don't know how those couples ever stay together.
I think it's just all a big act.
Yeah. They're just putting it on.
Yeah, Norm and Jess actually live in separate houses.
They split up months ago.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hi, this is Brooke.
Hey, Brooke.
What do you reckon's the ultimate test?
Husband or wife working away.
Yeah.
Or hubby buying a new boat.
Without your permission?
Yes.
Oh, you are a patient woman. We'll take one more. Hey, who's this?
This is Angela.
Angela.
What's the ultimate test, Angela?
I think if it's making any type of furniture with an Allen key, I think that's pretty much a huge deal.
Flat pack furniture, that is the ultimate breakup tool, isn't it? The Allen key is what's broken up so many relationships.
The Allen key's not the tool. The breakup tool is the flat pack itself.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.